Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
So Behind the Herald Headlines today, focusing on the 50th Makanda Arts Festival, formerly the Grahamstown Arts Festival, now I think maybe just known as the National Arts Festival, but the 50th rendition of that. And joining us, a veteran of the Arts Festival, I don't think he'll mind me calling him that, award-winning comedian Stuart Taylor, who is not only performing his own show, but you're also promoting Stuart. Give us a flavour of what's happening in Grahamstown at the moment.
It is good times as always over here in Makanda. It's fantastic, you know. It's a collection of all the oddballs from across the country. We get together for 10 days. We stream. We do some amazing shows. We drink lots of sherry, and it's just genuinely amazing times over here. There's just great camaraderie, and it's always lovely to hang out with other artists, you know, across genres. I hang out with comedians my entire life, but now today I hang out with jazz musicians and visual artists and dancers and so on, and just a collaborative spirit that tends to happen. You know, suddenly you get someone over here who's doing a drag show, and they're giving you some notes on what your performance is, and it only adds to this melting pot of art. So it's really been an amazing time.
Do they give you some fashion advice as well, Stuart?
they try. I don't take it, but they do try.
Let's focus on your show. I think it's called Odd Man Out, and it's running at the Graham Hotel. You're all the way through until the last day of the festival, I think, is the 30th of June, but you're running at the Graham Hotel, I think, yes, until the 28th?
No, I'm actually on the 30th as well. I've got one of the last shows, which is at half past 11 on the 30th of this month. So I've still got a couple more performances of Odd Man Out. I'm really loving the fact that I'm using the Arts Festival to develop the show. So I've written a new show, and it's in that space where, yes, I've got it, and it's sort of being panel beaten as I go along. So kind of take the middle part and put it at the end, and then I take the last bit and start up front with that. So it's been a really great opportunity to do that. And that's often what I'll use the festival for. I'll use it to polish a piece of work and then take it on tour, because you sit with really, really amazing audiences. And as I say, you've got artists in your audience who sometimes also go, oh, hey, we should use this line. Oh, you should do this over here. So, yeah, it's just a great creative space. I've loved putting the show together. It's very much stories about being a dude who doesn't quite understand what his teenage kids are saying to him, and doesn't quite understand what his wife is saying to him. And even the dog doesn't listen to me. And this is my world, and these are my stories.
I do recall you telling me in a previous interview that the line of work that you're in, it's very often a continual work in progress. And as you go along, you do, I need to put in more of this, take that out, I don't like that. And your audience reaction is very important in helping you craft which direction the show ends up going in.
100%, 100%. And yeah, I think it's about kind of just staying present in it and letting the work evolve as you go along. I think the audience can sense when a comedian is being a little bit lazy and just getting up and doing what they've done for the last decade or two. And those often don't last. It's the ones who stay focused. One of my absolute favorites, I love Barry Hilton. Barry has had the same show title forever, but his show changes all the time. And he was like, oh no, I'm doing new shows. I've gotten tired of changing the show title. So I just keep the same show title, but do a completely different show. And his audience knows that the show is always going to be new and always going to be fresh. So I think that's like one of the two north things that you want to do as a comic is forget about the title, but make sure that the material is always fresh for the audience that is there.
Okay, so let me not shortchange you again. Until the 30th of June, you are at the Graham Hotel. Tickets still available? If so, where would folk go? Online, at the door, what's best?
A couple of tickets available at the door. Generally, I would say go to nationalartsfestival.co.za. That's where all the tickets are. You can search Odd Man Out or go into the comedy category. A ton of other comedies happening. In fact, on the 20—which day are we today? I don't even know what
26th.
It's 26th. So on the 27th. At the big venue, there's a massive ensemble show happening called The Very Big Comedy Show, which is one of the shows I'm producing. It's being hosted by Rob van Vieren, and it's got such a mixed bag of comics. We've got Chris Mapani, we've got Kanisa Bune, we've got Conrad Koch. I'm on a fantastic young comedian named Callum Hitchcock is on, Dalen Oliver is on, Conrad Koch, as I said, is there. So a real big ensemble show coming up on the 27th. That's at 9 o'clock in the evening at the Guy Butler Theatre.
Ah, the Guy Butler, as you said, that's the big one. Give us an idea of the state of comedy in South Africa at the moment. Having been successful for as long as you have, I think you're well placed to give us an opinion. Are we in a healthy place?
Yeah, I think in a great place. You know, and one of the indicators is that this Graham Hotel has kind of become the hub of comedy. If you love comedy, it's the place to certainly, if you're visiting Makanda for the weekend, come find the Graham Hotel. There's a lovely little bar next door. You can have a bit of a chow and watch show after show after show. Usually, there is a one-hour turnaround between shows. The comedy is so popular that they've had to do a 30-minute turnaround and then the next show happens in order to squeeze in more shows. Yeah, the Arts Festival, and that's how in demand the comedy venue is. So I think that's a great indication of where we are. There's some exciting new voices. People like Yasin Barnes, he's on his way back home now, but he did a fantastic run over here. You've got Dalen Oliver coming in and taking his place. So it's not just the same faces over and over for the entire festival. You've got a whole bunch of an array of comics who come in and out over the time. So yeah, in a very, very good space.
And you personally, still got the hunger, still get the excitement in your stomach when you step out on stage and behind the microphone?
Absolutely. I love, and I think the way I maintain that is by juggling other things. So for the last maybe 12 months or so, I've been heavily focused on producing other comedy things for television and for live festivals, etc., and haven't focused so much on my own performance. And so it's always nice to come back to it. I love the fact that in this business I get to wear multiple hats, and I think that's what keeps it fresh. You know, when I am feeling like I'm a bit tired of touring now, I can kind of go back to just producing things for other acts or running comedy nights here and there. So I absolutely at this stage with this new show, I'm feeling very, very energized. I'm getting excited about the new material, and I can't wait to get it on tour.
And Stu, for the rest of the year, once the National Arts Festival is behind you, a couple of questions. Are you heading into the Gqeberha part of the world again? And other than that, what does the rest of 2024 hold for you?
So I've got a couple of big producing projects heading, which I'm heading up. We wanted to bring back the North Africa Comedy Festival in Joburg, where we bring in a big international act. I wanted to bring back the Mother City Comedy Festival, which is a festival I've run in Cape Town. With co-producer Sivan Gesi. So we're busy trying to get that up and running. But absolutely, I feel like I've got a really good product on my hand here with Odd Man Out, and I plan to bring it to stages across the country. And I think it's going to be that kind of show where I'm not going to do long runs. I'm going to kind of just sort of hit the Eastern Cape for a weekend. So maybe do a Thursday in one venue, a Friday in Gqeberha, and maybe do the Saturday in East London or whatever the case may be. And then the following or a month later, go and do KZN over 3 days, you know, do PMB on a day and Durban on 2 days. So I don't think I'll spend a lot of time on the road, but I will definitely come and travel. I just need to find the right venue. So look out for that later in the year.
Yeah, we will follow closely and with great interest, Stuart, as always. And in closing, any young comedian who looks at Stuart Taylor and goes, gee, that looks like a good lifestyle, any advice you could give them? Because they're going to need to absorb a few punches and setbacks along the way too, won't they? It's not all glamour.
Absolutely. But you know what? I always say the best bit of advice is that there's no substitute for stage time. And we've got such fantastic, very, very hungry comics at this festival who set up their own shows and their own open mic nights. I was at a gig yesterday where there's a bar called Triple X, where every day at 5 o'clock there's a bit of an open mic session for 2 hours, and just various comics jump up and do a couple of minutes. That's where you want to start. You just want to get in the mix. You just want to start becoming friendly with the other comics. You know, it's one of those industries where there are no gatekeepers. Everyone, we recognize that we need to build this industry, and we need to be open and welcoming to new talent as long as they're willing to put in the time and the effort. So come and find that open mic spots, come and jump on stage whenever you can, and all the pros, trust me, are always open and available for any kind of advice. If you ask them the questions, they're there to answer it. If you don't take the advice, they may not give it to you again the second time around. But yeah, it's not one of those industries where you go, oh, it's so tough to take in. The breaking in is really just arriving, getting on stage, and learning by observing.
Last one before you go, outside of comedy, just in general, the 50th anniversary of the National Arts Festival this year. What's your general sense of it been outside of comedy? What's the atmosphere like? What's the attendance been like? The mood?
Weekends, the weekend was very, very good from an attendance perspective. A little bit of a dip midweek. I think there was a sense from some of the traders, there was a worry about the gate. I mean, you start on the 20th, talk about starting on a weekend when everyone is broke. But I think, payday kind of came yesterday and then definitely over the weekend. So I think we're going to see a big uptick in numbers over the weekend. It's got a great vibe there. Over the weekends when people are here, it's got a really, really fantastic atmosphere. I would definitely add it to your to-do list over the weekend if you don't have any plans, driving, albeit just for the day. Catch one or two shows, go visit the Village Green. Again, there's a real vibe over here in Makanda.
Stuart Taylor, he's at the Graham Hotel with his show Odd Man Out, and it runs for about an hour. And as most of your shows are, Stu, all ages?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I've had lots of kids in my shows. And in fact, a little known secret is that I actually sneak a little bit of magic into the show as well.
Wow, awesome.
So yeah, definitely for all ages.
Great to catch up again, man. All the best. Hopefully it won't be too long before we chat. Stuart Taylor.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.